rocked an upscale hotel and office complex in Nairobi. Witnesses are calling it a terrorist attack at the Dusit D2 Hotel. People not far from the scene, like Sheila Muyiva, were able to capture the sounds of shots on video.
Oh, God.
Somali Olympic Committee President Duron Farah was at the compound when the attack happened. VOA spoke to him by phone afterward.
Describe to me the atmosphere, the situation at the time of the explosion.
The atmosphere, it was a very scary one. Actually, you can understand people who came from Norland for daily life to their offices and their place of work. And these sort of things happen. An explosion, a huge explosion, which is actually very frightening. And also, you see people with guns and shooting from every direction. So the people have to run away for their lives.
Somalia-based militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility through an affiliated website. According to VOA's Somali service, workers who escaped the building said colleagues had huddled in offices and under desks. The White House is shifting strategy to gain support for a U.S.-Mexico border wall as the partial government shutdown continues. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
On day 25 of the shutdown, it's a new approach for the administration. It's bypassing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and her lieutenants and instead inviting other lawmakers to the White House. The president's meeting this afternoon with a group of centrist and freshman lawmakers, hoping to get them on board with his border wall. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Democratic leaders said they will cancel next week's week-long recess unless a shutdown deal is reached. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump's pick for Attorney General William Barr began 2 days of confirmation hearings Tuesday.